KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
It's every parent's worst nightmare. Police divers are searching the waters of Mzumbe Beach for a 13-year-old boy who's believed to have drowned.
There remains no signs of the teenager who had disappeared underwater after reportedly being swept off a sandbank by waves and then caught in rip currents.
Sea Rescue and the NSRI says the boy and four others were swimming at the South Coast Beach yesterday when they began to struggle. Spokesperson Craig Lampanon says two of those in distress were the teen's family members who tried to rescue him. Tragically, one person died.
Cardiopulmonary resuscitation efforts were in progress by a doctor who happened to be at the beach on a 36-year-old male, a male aged 40, also a family member. He was transported to hospital by ambulance in a serious condition.
Putco says it's ready to resume its full bus service in Mpumalanga. It's been a week since arsonists torched 51 vehicles at depots in Nkangala in an attack the government's labeled as economic sabotage. A security guard was shot and wounded while two suspects were arrested. The bus company says it plans to roll out a fleet of brand new vehicles today. It's been a proudly South African night at the Grammys.
This is testament to the fact that music has the power to unite and to heal. I'm very grateful to share this moment with you.
Flautist Vota Kellerman won a Grammy for Best New Age Ambient or Chant Album, bringing to three the number of prizes in his trophy cabinet. Meanwhile, Trevor Noah has paid tribute to the spirit of Los Angeles as this year's host opened the show. The ceremony is taking place in the city just a few weeks after deadly wildfires killed 28 people.
You know, it's often said that in the darkest times, the best of humanity shines through. And the people of Los Angeles right now are a perfect example of that.
A priceless moment was Beyoncé's reaction to winning Best Country Album for Cowboy Carter. The singer, who became the first black woman to take the award, was visibly shocked. And earthquakes, followed by more than 200 tremors, have put residents on the Greek island of Santorini on edge. They're being asked to drain swimming pools to avoid a potential water disaster in the event of another powerful quake. Under the alert, schools are closed and people have been instructed to avoid large gatherings and enclosed spaces. Authorities are also preparing for an evacuation. Experts say the tremors were caused by tectonic movements and not volcanic activity. On the weather front here at home, 27 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.